The forecasters are warning the snow is on its way. It may already be drifting down on top of your house somewhere in Northern Ireland, but are we ready for it? Earlier, I spoke to the Transport Minister, Danny Kennedy, who said his department was ready to help keep the roads moving during wintry conditions.
Let me say that the road service and all the other agencies are on and standby and have been, even as the winter period commenced. We've got more than 300 staff and over 130 gritters have been salting the main roads during cold spells. Obviously, conditions are happening. At the moment where I am, it's extremely heavy rain that seems to be turning to sleet. The forecasters are warning of very severe winter conditions. I simply want to encourage people to take absolute care when they're travelling, and also to look out for neighbours and friends in terms of hard winter conditions.
Are you confident that you have prepared enough for this, in expectation for this, and that there will be no disruption to people's working or ordinary lives?
Well, winter conditions are such that you can never absolutely guarantee, but what I can say is that road service are on alert, as indeed the other agencies. We salt for what it's, for important information. We salt about 28% of the road network. That actually covers 80% of the volume of traffic. Now, it's not possible and it's not viable to salt and to grit every road. And even when roads are gridded, they still need absolute care for the travelling public to use, because conditions are such that if rain comes, it washes off the salt, then it freezes again, and so conditions are very, very changeable. So absolute care is needed by everyone.
Do the road service have all the resources they need to deal with this?
Well, I'm confident that in terms of the cold spell and the winter conditions that we are prepared. We have large supplies of salt and grit. Gritters, 130 gritters, 300 staff working tirelessly in the early hours of the morning, preparing the roads for the general public for use. It's an extremely difficult job. In many ways, it's a very thankless job. And I hope very much that everyone will appreciate the hard work that road service officials carry out.
So you're not expecting any problems?
I'm not overconfident about anything. I'm not making predictions. I'm simply saying that we are prepared, and every effort will be made to keep the main roads open for the travelling public to travel safely. I want to encourage people to ensure that they take their own precautions. And also, if we are coming into a cold snap, that they check on neighbours, particularly elderly neighbours.
Meanwhile, the next phase of roadworks is due to start in Belfast city centre, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We've announced the next phase of Belfast and the move. Those works will begin at the end of January. The aim is to make the centre of Belfast more accessible to everyone. To achieve that, we're encouraging the use of public transport for those who readily access it.
More bus lanes.
And at the same time, creating more road space for those who are simply unable to use public transport. So it's not war on the motorists, but it is a greater emphasis on public transport. And we're encouraged by what we've seen as a result of the changes that we made in phase one. And yes, there was a settling in period, and we indicated that. But we're greatly encouraged about the uptake for the metro services and indeed park and ride.
Do you think that first phase now can be considered a success, even though there was some controversy about bus lanes and disruption?
Well, I think after the settling in period, and now with the data that we have, that metro services have been increased by 1,500 passengers per day, and increased usage of park and ride, I think it proves the logic of the case. This system works in other places, and there's no reason to think that it won't work in Belfast.
That's the Minister, Danny Kennedy. So the snow is on its way, it would seem. Dave Britton from the Met Office can give us an update. Hi, Dave.
Good morning to you.
What more can you tell us?
Well, yeah, that mix of rain and sleet that, you know, that you're seeing across much of Northern Ireland at the moment will increasingly turn to snow as we go through the rest of this morning. In terms of how much snow we expect, I imagine things will be quite variable across the region. I think generally they're around 5 to 10 centimetres of snow at low levels. It's likely by the end of the day. Perhaps quite slushy, though, around the coast, but probably the most significant disruption will be across the hills, where there's a likelihood of 20 centimetres of snow. And accompanied by these strong and, well, almost gale-force winds in some areas, there will be significant blowing of that snow and drifting. So some very difficult conditions for Northern Ireland as we go through the rest of today and into this evening.
Do you think the language of chaos is a bit over the top then, Dave?
Well, I think so. We have an amber warning out in force for Northern Ireland. I think people should be prepared to change their plans, their travel plans, and be prepared really to take action to minimise the impact of this weather. It's certainly going to be quite disruptive across many areas, and it's going to be a real challenge for people to deal with. Really, I think our advice from the Met Office is be prepared to change your travel plans, take the advice of your local authorities and the emergency services,
and thank you.
Just take care.